Hello, and welcome to CHCI Press, your source for measurable, real-world strategies that help organizations attract and retain high-performing people, build an inclusive workplace, and maximize team performance. Today's topic is how taking initiative can drive your career forward. Taking initiative is more than simply generating ideas. It's about bringing those ideas to life, putting them into action to make a tangible difference. Do you find yourself looking for ways to improve processes or outcomes, and then actively work to implement those ideas? If so, you're already exhibiting a proactive mindset, a crucial component of taking initiative. Organizations value initiative because it demonstrates a commitment to continuous improvement and innovation. When employees take initiative, they contribute to their team's success with fresh perspectives and creative solutions. First off, it's important to look at initiative as a tool for career growth. Taking initiative is a powerful way to grow personally and professionally. By stepping forward and embracing challenges, you're moving beyond simply completing tasks. You're developing key skills to elevate your career. Proactive engagement sharpens your ability to make informed decisions quickly. Facing and resolving new challenges helps you develop your creative problem-solving skills and adaptability, both of which are highly valued traits in most work environments. To illustrate, if you, say, have a team with resource constraints, a proactive employee might come up with a more efficient way to allocate resources, which will allow the organization to creatively adapt to these new circumstances. When you take initiative, you're building a reputation as a reliable, forward-thinking professional. This creates a personal brand that tells your colleagues and leadership that you're dependable, innovative, and solution-oriented. Over time, this establishes you as a go-to person for driving meaningful change. Now, let's talk about overcommitment. While it's commendable to be enthusiastic for new projects, overcommitment can lead to burnout and reduce your effectiveness. The key is to carefully prioritize and assess opportunities. One tip: keep a list of ongoing commitments and compare them to your capacity. If taking on a new project might compromise the quality of your existing work, it's better to say no or delegate. To ensure you're choosing the right projects to invest in, there are three key questions you need to ask yourself. Question 1. Will this help me grow in my current role? Evaluate whether or not the project aligns with your goals. Will it allow you to gain new skills or improve skills you already have? If the answer is yes, then likely it's a valuable opportunity. For instance, joining a cross-functional team could position you for roles in the future by improving your collaboration and leadership skills. Question 2. Do I have the skills and resources to successfully take this on? This is when you figure out if you're equipped to succeed. If you see that you have skill or resource gaps, consider how you can bridge them. It could be through training, mentorship, or collaboration. For example, a marketing professional might want to take on a data analytics project to measure the effectiveness of a campaign, but they may need some training in analytics tools first to make sure they understand what they're doing. Question 3. Does this project align with the broader goals of my organization? If you want to create impact and get support, make sure your initiative fits the organization's mission, improves team efficiency, or supports strategic goals. Study your organization's mission statement and/or strategic plan to see where your project can align with specific objectives. To give you an idea, you might have a proposal for a new way to increase customer retention. One of the metrics listed in the company's strategic plan is to reduce their churn rate, meaning the percentage of customers lost each month. You can show how your proposal directly ties to that aspect of the strategic plan to get support. If you can answer yes to all of these questions, that indicates you're ready to move forward and can be confident that this initiative will both benefit the organization and advance your career. What are some steps to ensure your ideas lead to success? Remember, initiative is about putting your ideas into action to get results. The first step is to consider if what you're proposing will lead to meaningful outcomes. Aligning your idea with your organization's mission is essential. This could be anything from driving efficiency to generating innovative products or processes, or even enhancing customer satisfaction. Your next step is to define success. Begin with a clear vision of what you want to achieve and use that as your guide. From there, establish SMART goals. That stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These will keep you on track. Once your goals are set, identify the resources and support you'll need. Gaining your manager or supervisor's buy-in is a top priority. Prepare a concise presentation of your plan, focusing on the potential impact and strategic alignment. Consider using the RACI model, responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed, to clarify roles and responsibilities, ensuring everyone involved knows their part in the project. After implementing your plan and achieving your goals, it's important to take a moment to celebrate and reflect. Celebrating success reinforces the value of the work and boosts morale among your team. Acknowledging contributions publicly fosters goodwill and motivates others to take initiative in the future. Equally important is reflection. Conduct a debrief with your team to review what went well and identify areas for improvement. Were there unforeseen challenges? What feedback can you gather to refine your process? Document these insights to inform your approach in the future. For instance, after successfully launching a new workflow that improved efficiency, you might learn that better communication during the initial stages could have minimized resistance. Applying this knowledge proactively can make your next initiative even more successful. By closing the loop with recognition and analysis, you ensure that your efforts have a lasting impact on both your career and your organization. Taking initiative is not a one-time act, but a continuous journey of learning and contribution. To sum it up, taking initiative is about courage and strategy. By being intentional with your efforts, you're setting a path that advances your projects and drives your career forward. Each success builds your skills, expands your influence, and adds value to your professional reputation. Thank you for listening to today's podcast on CHCI Press. We hope you found these insights on taking initiative both helpful and actionable. For any questions or further information, don't hesitate to contact us at chcipress.com.